As this new school year begins, it's good to have our Cathedral Elementary students back with us for daily mass throughout the week. So kids, hope you had a good summer. Good to have you back. People that lost your pew this morning, get over it. So always good to have the kids with us at mass. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, St. Paul says. Do we? Do I actually have his mind in my mind? The answer is yes, but sometimes we don't live through it. How do we know that we have the mind of Christ? Through our baptism. Through our baptism, everyone, our lives are configured to his. Our lives are meant to be a mirror, a replica, if you will. Not just an acting, but we're configured to him. Christ comes to live in us. And so we can say with confidence that we have the mind of Christ. It's not something we just act, it's something we have. It's in us. We have the mind of Christ. It's one of the main themes in St. Paul's letters. In another letter, he says, put on the mind of Christ. Because oftentimes we forget that we have it, and so we have to put it back on. I think one of the best things we can do, one of the most fruitful things we can do, is to see the world and to see ourselves and to see others through the mind of Christ. Not seeing as the world sees, but to see as he sees. Let's allow ourselves to think, Lord, what do you think about this? Not what do I think, what do you think? Let's put on his mind. We already have it, but let's allow it to be a lens, a way we see things differently. Because when we see as Jesus sees, it really does change everything. Let's allow ourselves to see things as he sees them.